Hello, Tempest fans. I am the Midnight Host, and I want to invite you to join me every Friday as I enjoy a new horror short story. For fans of The Twilight Zone, Tales from the Crypt, and Creep Show, Don't Fall Asleep is a podcast and YouTube channel featuring modern and classic horror stories. Narrated by Spencer Dillehay, the narrator for Tempest Investigations. Find us on YouTube and in podcast form. Search Don't Fall Asleep Channel on YouTube and Don't Fall Asleep Podcast in Google or your player of choice. Whatever you do, have a pint of Bob's Tail Ale before you go, and don't fall asleep.
Part 7. It was still dark when the Cadillac slowed to a stop at the top of the hill known as Twin Peaks. From the top, the view over the Mission District, and indeed the entire city of San Francisco, is stunning. But since it was the early hours of the morning, most of the view consisted of the intricate streetlight patterns that climbed up and down the many hillsides of the city. The car doors opened, and the three men all got out. Maurice walked to the edge and looked out, while the two others held back a couple of steps. They knew better than to disturb Maurice when he was savoring a moment. After a while, Maurice sniffed the air in a deep breath and spoke.
"Ah, I smell the sea. I smell fish and saltwater taffy, pot and dirt and sweat. Most of all, I smell creativity. Gentlemen, this is it. This is the place for the big production."
Diego cleared his throat.
"That's what you said in Flagstaff."
"You have 5 new messages."
"Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?"
"Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today." "Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?"
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Maurice turned his head to look at him.
"I did, didn't I? But I was wrong. Flagstaff was lovely. But this city..."
He breathed again.
"The city of tolerance, the city of love and liberty, is going to be so much fun to decorate it in ribbons of blood."
The third man pointed out over the many points of light.
"You know, there's the truce to think about, the one Donadio's man told us about, the one all the hippies decided to enforce."
Maurice looked at him, his eyes seeming to glow in the darkness.
"That's true, Ernst. Well, a truce is made to be broken, isn't it? You've done all your research, haven't you?"
"Yes, Maurice. It should be ironclad."
"Excellent."
Maurice looked out over the city again, baring his teeth.
"San Francisco, here I am. I hope you're ready for me."
"You have 5 new messages."
"Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?"
"Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today." "Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?"
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.